Just a few days ago, Phyllis Haim's propane tank was 90% empty with no new deliveries scheduled anytime soon. Since then, the local dealer in Grantsburg put 200 gallons in her tank. She says it's been an ordeal for her.
It's really hard to describe how vulnerable you feel. I actually got an email from this guy at the Department of Energy saying he hoped I could get propane, but if I didn't, there would be shelters where I could go to stay warm. That's pretty scary.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has asked President Obama to cut back on propane exports until the domestic supply rebounds.
It could get worse before it gets better. So people are hopefully thinking about next steps and a plan B in the worst instances.
Propane prices of $1.50 last summer to more than $6 a gallon now means more heating assistance is needed.
Prices six times what they were earlier in the year, and nobody was predicting or budgeting for those type of price increases. Families are going to need some help with this.
In a news release, Republican Senator Ron Johnson says regulations on transporting propane should be eased. He doesn't like Baldwin's plan of interfering with propane exports. He says imports are increasing, so the federal government shouldn't interfere. Phyllis Haim's has another idea.
We could definitely use an early spring.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.